And so I invite you now, if you have not already done so, to close your eyes, relax in your seat, take that deep, deep healing breath, hold it for a few seconds, and then release. Just let go. And as you exhale, also let go of any thoughts, any worries, any fears that you are allowing to be a barrier to your true identity. Just let them disappear into the nothingness that they are, and allow yourself to be fully present in this now sacred moment. No tasks, no to-do list, just to be in the presence of God. For surely the presence of God is in this place. There is no place that you can ever be that the presence of God is not. You live and move and have your being in God, and God lives and moves and has being in you as the indwelling Christ. And in this consciousness, let us take those final messages of Jesus' prayer into our hearts. He said, "I and the Father are one. Where I am, you may be also. Where I am in consciousness, you may always be. You can awaken and achieve the level of awareness where you know you are an individualized expression of the divine. You can know the truth, and the truth will set you free. The great truth is that you are eternally one with the One. God is spirit, and created in the image and likeness of the divine, you also are spirit. Spirit is your true essence. You are one with all the indwelling powers of the Christ. These are your divine inheritance. You're one with the very mind of God. You're one with the love of God, one with life, wisdom, power, imagination, peace, and joy. You are the light of the world, and you are not here to hide your light. You are here to let it shine. You are on this earth to recognize, realize, and be the expression of God." In the words of our co-founder, Charles Fillmore, "It is your mission to express all that you can imagine God to be. Let this be your standard of achievement. Never lower it, nor allow it to be belittled by the cry of sacrilege. You can attain to everything you can imagine. If you can imagine that it is possible to God, it is also possible to you. This is the law. Let none belittle it, or let the human self dwarf the supreme by trying to annul it. The truth is within you. The Christ is within you. Claim it. Feel it, experience it for a few moments now in the silence." And so on this day, in this moment, we are so grateful for the great discovery, the great gift of the Christ. We behold the Christ in ourselves and in all others. We are revived, restored, and renewed by our oneness with God. And so it is, and so we joyously allow it to be, in the name and through the power of the eternal Christ presence. And let us end our time of prayer and meditation today by joyously singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory.